What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the goddamn it prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
We're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It's Crab Diving Live, broadcasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, maybe you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Maybe you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, your favorite podcasting application. Or maybe over at crabdiving.com, however, wherever, whenever you receive us. We appreciate the fuck out of it.
Yes, I can feel it!
We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, you know, talking about shit and stuff and, you know, join us.
Yay!
Tweet us on the Twitter at crabdiving, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G.
Twat us!
And sling us some shit over at our Facebook page, too, et cetera, et cetera. Ooh, yes. And thanks, as always, for buying stuff through our Amazon portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Yay.
It's a lovely Tuesday here in the Panhandle. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And I know we're going to talk about this today, but why is Sean Spicer wearing that fucking thing and dancing with the stars?
I don't know. I think he might have been frightened the lights were going to go out.
God, I mean,
no one would be able to see him.
Hey, Rick Perry, congratulations. Everyone has forgotten. We have forgotten you. We have forgotten that you were in Dancing with the Stars because of this.
Yeah, Sean Spicer, I really wasn't going to talk about it. I mean, there's nothing to talk about. It's visual. You can't.
I know, but
he looks like an asshole. He looks like an asshole.
Right. We have a picture of it posted on Facebook.com/crabdiving.
I think one of the judges said something like, why were you dancing like you were chasing bugs away? Like waving his arms around, I guess, was one of the comments. He did not lose, though. He didn't come in last.
No,
I think
God.
Somebody else. He came in second to last.
How depressing.
Hey.
I mean, honestly, I mean, if Dancing with the Stars is just going to be a place where the White House can dump their fucking assholes, you know what I mean? Their fascist dickbags to make
it's
money.
It's not a long enough show.
I mean, fuck that. I mean, we should boycott Dancing with the Stars. Anybody that served in that fucking fascist, corrupt-ass White House should have no place. Should have no place in civilized motherfucking society.
Well, it doesn't really affect me because I have always boycotted Dancing with the Stars. I can't imagine. I've never seen a moment of of the actual show. Only clips that were intended to humiliate.
I have a work call. I have to take a work call.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. I'll be back in 2 seconds.
I can see what's going on in the old headlines.
Mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
The Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker. Pensacola, Florida, Dateline, September 17th, 2019. These are your headlines, everybody.
You don't care. You don't want the truth. You don't want to be helped.
Alex Jones over at let's start with the Drudge Report. What the hell? Well, I guess this would be good news if Bibi Netanyahu ends up getting the show him the door as prime minister over there in Israel. It says Bibi on the brink, still deadlocked. It says question mark. We know that there was a close election coming with Bibi Netanyahu, who I believe is under indictment, or the prosecutor said they're planning on indicting him or something like that for corruption type shit there. So let's call him the equivalent of a Republican in Israel, and same kind of shit there, where he's had to cobble together a government of the crazier right as the people become more horrified with what his party has been doing. The centrists have left, and just like the GOP here, and the lunatics, he had to try to reach out and bring some of the lunatics in to form an actual government in the parliamentary system that they have. It's the Jerusalem Post is the link from the Drudge. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's efforts to carry on over a decade in office with a historic victory in Tuesday's Israeli election and to be tasked with forming a government for the sixth time remain up in the air late today after exit polls are predicting a stalemate. The unofficial results won't be expected until tomorrow afternoon, Wednesday, or some morning our time here in the States. But according to an exit poll, Netanyahu's Likud party won 31 seats. His center-right bloc, a total of 54 seats, where they say the center-left bloc won 58. So up in the air over in Israel, Bibi hanging on by a thread, apparently. It's
Bibi.
We'll find out the results tomorrow. The exit polls show it basically deadlocked with high turnout, it says.
Oh, shit.
And higher Arab turnout.
Oh, wow. So,
which I would think the Likud party is probably not the favorite of the Israeli Arabs. So that could only be good if Bibi gets his ass handed to him, and some more, I'm not even going to say lefties, centrists would be nice in charge of Israel instead of lunatic warmongers. Bibi threatening to commit more international crimes and annex more parts of is it Jordan, I think? The bank, the West Bank or whatever. That's how he was trying to win over the lunatics, more lunatics in Israel, by throwing that Hail Mary earlier this week, saying,
yes,
or last week, saying, if you elect me, I'm officially annexing those settlements and things like that, which right. Have been part of the problem with Israel in the past couple of decades.
Yeah,
these fucking settlements where they're just like, I like that, I'm taking it.
That's not good.
I've decided this land is ours.
Yeah. That's not good for our planet.
And everybody, we just bend over, and the rest of the rest of the world gets pissed off, and the UN votes to condemn or sanctions or whatever, and the US throws a its stupid cock wrench in there.
Yes.
And gums up the works with one of these permanent vetoes, which I still think, I say this every time, need to go. I don't know why does the Security Council get special treatment, special votes, and can veto anything? What's right. The point?
I don't know. What's the point of having them get together if one person can fuck
right.
Everything up?
How many times has China stepped in and vetoed something that everybody else wanted? Russia
right.
Stepped in and vetoed something everybody... Syria. They wanted to condemn Syria or go after Syria. And Russia vetoed. Us with the Israelis.
Right.
And the treatment of the Palestinians. The UN wants to intervene. And we're like, no, how dare you? They're our friends.
Yes, I don't know. I mean, you know, it's like we're insane right now, right? Our country is, mm-hmm. our government is fucking bonkers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we want to nuke storms. We have a president that wants to nuke hurricanes. So how do you have a group of countries that are supposed to be working in the best interest of the planet? Mm-hmm. What do you do when one of those countries goes bonkers?
The biggest, baddest.
I mean, I don't know how the mostest things
that go boom.
I mean, I know for our country, we have people that say over and over again, trust in our system. It will work its way out. Blah, 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 blah.
TBD.
That is to be determined. I would say it's determined. I think
it's still working. We'd be in a gulag. We wouldn't be doing this right now.
We aren't in gulags. There are people in gulags. There are people in fucking concentration
camps.
But not us. Yeah, not us. But the country is fucked.
Right.
And this system we have where you got to have both houses to get rid of some guy, it's so hard to impeach a piece of shit. It shouldn't be this hard.
Yeah, the whole four-year thing, I guess the intent was to try to make it so that there would be less politics going on in the first at least couple of years or so. That, you know, people wouldn't be just playing politics.
Maybe
actually trying to get something done for the good of the people.
You know, it's like Russia said, hey, look, we need more influence. So I'm going to help Donald Trump take over, and there won't be shit anybody can do about it.
Well, and at the very least, he's created the chaos that Putin wanted.
I mean, Putin
might not have gotten all the sanctions lifted, but Putin's definitely doing a balalaika over
dance move. The Sean Spicer do one. I mean, because this is a tremendous victory for Putin, because he must have realized I can buy
an instrument, actually.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
It's a Russian dancing with to the balalaika.
But I mean, the guy is 4 years owning Donald Trump. I mean, that's a tremendous victory.
Yeah, yeah.
He got a whole presidency. And literally, there's nothing we can do about it.
Another whole presidency, yeah. I should say, to add to his list of pelts.
Right, right. I mean, the vote blue to me is, I mean, yeah, we all need to vote blue in 2020, but it's a sad commentary for our system.
That we have to vote?
No, that the only solution to having a guy we all know is corrupt. You can see it. It's in a Mueller report. It's obvious.
Well, it's not the only solution. It's the only solution we have available right now because of the equally criminally complicit Republicans in the fucking Senate and the House.
Yeah. I mean, Putin owns some Republicans too, right? He owns some people in the Senate, probably, and in the House.
I can't see why not.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a herd of Republicans that went over to Moscow?
Yes.
Not too long ago to lick some Russian holes?
I mean, it's obvious. It's all out in the open. We even have a nickname for Mitch McConnell, Moscow Mitch. Okay. He's the speaker. The majority leader in the Senate, you know.
So thoughts and prayers to Bibi.
Yay.
Netanyahu. Maybe he'll pull it out and keep his fascist bullshit going over there and his war crimes.
Right, right.
The squee flip flip and ding ding. Is that what I said yesterday?
Oh yeah.
Tweet us during the show at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING. Thanks to @polite_radical.
Yes.
He said squee flip flip and ding dingle's buddy must be jealous AF
right
at his level of dick waving.
Jealous as fuck.
Okay, hold on a second.
Jeez, that dog, man.
I know. She just has commandeered the cord for my headphones. There we go.
Yeah.
She wasn't biting it. She leapt up on my lap and took out my... Now she's biting. She took out the headphones. Anyway, thanks for listening, everybody, and thanks for tweeting and et cetera.
Twatting.
Headline over the HuffPo.
Yay.
Oh, yeah, this... Who is, I think I tweeted something to the effect of, who among us is shocked
right
that Corey Lewandowski's testimony in front of the House is a fucking circus of flying shit.
Yes. None of us are shocked.
Three-ring shit circus.
Oh, yeah. I mean...
He was combative. He was Trump-licking. He refused to even answer basic questions.
Yes.
Today. Democrats on the committee asked him simple questions about his interactions with Trump.
Right.
He said, the White House has directed me not to disclose any conversations I've had with the president.
God, this is insane.
Boom.
This is insane. I mean, it really, it's like the Republicans are just saying, fuck you. And Trump is saying, fuck you. I mean, even Sean Spicer is on Dancing with the Stars. This administration, they fucking stole the goddamn election. And then they fire these fuckers. They go on Dancing with the Stars. And then the Democrats, they get, sorry, man. They get fucking distracted by the election.
What are you sorry about?
I don't know. Am I going on too long about
this?
Oh,
no, no. I saw something shiny out there. Oh, okay. I don't want to geolocate us.
Oh, yeah.
Some craziness going on in the outside world, outside the
Crab
Diving Studios.
It's a tremendous fuck you. I mean, we have a Mueller report size of we know what is going on. Everybody knows what is going on. And there's not one fucking thing.
Well, there's hearings. That's what this is.
Yeah.
In written notice to the committee, White House counsel Pat Cipollone, appropriately sounding like a mob lawyer.
Good God. Well, he is. He is a mob lawyer.
He said, Lewandowski can't speak about conversations he had with Trump during his time in... Stop that.
Yes.
During his time in office or with Trump's advisors and was only directed to testify about his time working on the Trump campaign.
He is a mob lawyer. He's working for the Trump administration.
White House claims Lewandowski is protected by executive privilege, even though he never worked in the executive branch.
Good God. I mean, it's insane.
These are all just delay tactics.
And they're talking to, he's testifying to the House, right? He's in the House.
House Judiciary Committee.
He's in the House of Representatives. They are telling the House of Representatives to suck their dick.
Well, they have been.
Fuck yeah, that.
Yeah. I mean, that happens kind of every time there's a hostile Congress and a opposite party president. Right. There's always that power struggle.
Where's Don McGahn?
But generally, there are people of integrity somewhere in the system, like, let's...
The dog is done with this motherfucking podcast.
Let's say the Department of Justice.
Yeah.
Department of Justice, maybe. There's an attorney general who realizes that even though they're appointed by the president, they don't work for the president. They work for we, the people.
This is kind of my point, though. This is our system. And our system doesn't allow for... to figure out how to deal with this much corruption. It's
just not happening quickly. The system isn't gone yet. As long as Trump waddles out of there and after the next election, we're all good.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, sort of. You still got the... I saw another story today about Mitch McConnell and just how it was like the selling of America. Mitch McConnell sells off America or something like that. But just you really can't underestimate the evil influence of that fuck over the past few years. And the Republicans in general, the Boehner and them following that evil un-American Hastert rule.
This is, if I was a bad actor,
which is no rule, by the
way. If I'm a foreign power, I look at what happened to America and I said, you know what? All I have to do is get the right guy in the White House and the right person in the Senate. And I own this country. Ouch, you getting bitten. And I own these motherfuckers. I own these motherfuckers for 4 fucking years because the other party does not have the political will to go after the bad guys. They don't. It's America. I'm going to own these bitches for 4 fucking years.
The House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler kicked off questioning, asking Lewandowski whether he met with Trump alone in the Oval Office on June 19th, 2017, as noted in the Mueller report. I think that's the one where they allege that Trump told him to go tell Jeff Sessions to unrecuse or something like that. Even though he didn't work for he never worked for Trump.
Yeah.
But he told Lewandowski to go tell Jeff Sessions to unrecuse. Wasn't that the
right
one?
Right. Democrats, if you're listening, I mean, goddamn, you're losing. Get some teeth. Go after these bitches.
We received a letter from the White House just yesterday that they will not let you answer any questions beyond what you told the special counsel and was publicly released. The White House's instruction to you is based on a bogus claim of...
There's a toady behind Nadler chewing gum.
Right, right.
Makes me crazy.
Yeah. He's chewing gum on camera.
You don't want to be seen on camera chewing gum.
Hey, at least they're having a hearing. At least the Democrats called someone in.
It's just not a good look.
No, none of this is a good look on our
executive privilege, even though you did not work a single day for the administration, let alone in the executive branch. My colleagues are going to get into the specific events in detail, but I'm especially troubled by the president's attempt to obstruct Congress's investigation and prevent the American people from learning the truth about what he's done, and I want to ask you questions relevant to that issue. Ms. Lewandowski, is it correct that as reported in the Mueller report on June 19, 2017, you met alone in the Oval Office with the president? I said,
Is there a book and page number you can reference me to, please? I don't have a copy of the report in front of me.
Volume 2, page 90. But I simply ask you, is it correct that as...
What? Could you reference a page number? I don't have a copy of it in front of me.
They are telling the Democrats to suck their fucking dick.
Yeah. And the tweet says, the tweet is from Aaron Rupar, who's a journalist. And he says, Corey Lewandowski is straight up trolling.
Jesus, is there a Christ book and page number you can reference me to, please? I don't have a copy of the report in front of me.
Volume 2, page 90. But I simply ask you, is it correct that as reported in the Mueller report on June 19th, 2017, you met alone in the Oval Office with the president?
Could you read the exact language of the report, sir? I don't have it available to me.
I don't think I need to do that, and I have limited time. Did you meet alone with the president on that date?
Congressman, I'd like you to refresh my memory by providing a copy of the report so I can follow along.
Hey, you don't have a copy with you?
I don't have a copy of the report, Congressman.
Clock will
stop. Mr. Chairman, I request that the clock be stopped while this charade is sorted out.
Yeah.
This is a fuck you. Fuck you to America.
It's a government of assholes. We've said that before. This is like the epitome of white dickitude, of white assholes, white male predominantly assholes.
I mean, I hope
privileged cunt faces.
I mean, this is disgusting. This is fucking disgusting that. I mean, they can't even... Don McGahn, where is Don McGahn? Is he not ever getting called into the House? He just said no.
Here he is doing the same thing later to Sheila Jackson Lee. But this time, the words that he wants her to read and waste her time are projected on the big screen in front of him.
God, we are getting owned by the Republicans.
Not getting owned. This is owned. This is pathetic.
It is pathetic, but we...
I think it's funny.
It's obvious.
It's so pathetic.
Yeah, it is. But it's just obvious bullshit.
Well, right. And it's just going to go on in the courts, which
wait until the
is
election.
Going to anyway.
Nobody at the White House was supposed to even contact the Attorney General about the investigation. That you can answer yes or no.
I will not disclose any conversations I've had with the President, Congresswoman.
Again, you are obviously here to block any reasonable inquiry into the truth or not of this administration. The White House counsel, quote, shortly after Sessions announced his recusal, directed that Sessions should not be contacted about the special counsel investigation. In fact, the White House counsel's internal notes state no contact with Sessions and no a communication serious about instruction. Can you read that? I just said it. Can you read that? Did you hear me?
Yes, is there a question?
Yes. Did the president tell you his White House counsel told him no contact with Sessions because of serious concerns of obstruction when he asked you to deliver a message to Sessions?
I am respecting the executive branch privilege of confidentiality, and I will recognize that at this time.
Let me just say that you knew, did you know the president was putting you at risk when he asked you to deliver a message to the attorney general? I want to be very clear. The president knew what he was doing was wrong because everyone else had already said no. He called his White House counsel to fire the special counsel. McGahn said no. He called the attorney general to ask him to unrecuse himself from the special counsel's investigation. Sessions said no. His White House counsel said there should be no contact with Sessions because of his recusal. So what does the president do? He calls you in to do what everyone else wouldn't do. He called you in to do his dirty work in secret because he knew it was wrong. Well, we will expose the truth. The president can hide behind you any longer. And you should be here to be telling the truth,
Gentlelady Wazowski,
because the truth will set you free and the American people. Nobody.
Oh, I like her.
Oh, yeah. He's just got some stupid, contemptuous look on his face.
Why? You know,
Why
can't we just arrest these people that are thoroughly just flouting the law? Flouting? Can I say flouting?
Well, because that's not the law.
If someone refuses to come to a court date, they could be arrested, right? For not showing.
We can. As far as congressional type stuff, inquiries. They do have the power to subpoena.
Yeah.
But they have to. They don't have much enforcement. You know what I mean?
Except
to go to the courts.
You can't drag.
Nancy doesn't have a SWAT force.
She does.
That she can stick. No, they don't.
I thought they had cops.
They're rent a cops.
Shit, man.
Or whatever.
Damn.
What do you think the House police do all day?
I don't know.
Arrest protesters.
That's probably what they do. That's some bullshit, man. A joke.
Stop destroying your bed. What the fuck is going on back there? Might be Kong toy time.
Oh, yes. Well, I mean, listen, what I've learned is that impeachment shit that we are right, right.
Look at this shit. Mental torture for the dog.
Yes. I want that.
So that's the headline over at the HuffPo as Corey Lewandowski's hearing is the absolute fuckfest we all predicted it would be. We all knew it would be.
Right.
No shocker that he is a complete dick waddle.
Yeah. It is a giant suck my cock. It's just.
I mean, McGahn may be a little more human when they drag him in. Because he wasn't a Trumpist. He wasn't.
Right.
He was just a regular old Republican asshole.
He's following Trump's orders and he doesn't have to. Right? The White House said he couldn't testify. He doesn't work there. So fucking what?
Well, they said he can't testify about stuff that he did and said while he worked there. Which arguably could be covered under executive privilege, but that's what's going to end up in the court. That's why
it's in the court. I think, Don McGahn.
He says, I'm not going to, he's a Republican. He says, I'll wait until the courts hash it out.
All of these and fucking people.
If they say I should go, I'll go. Right now, I'm going to follow the executive office directive.
He's a fucking bootlicker. He's a fucking bootlicker, just like this fucking guy. All these fuckers, if they cared about this country, they would go in and they would tell Congress how Donald Trump fucked us in the asshole and Putin, but they're not. Don McGahn is choosing to follow the orders of a fucking white supremacist wacko instead of helping this fucking country. Fuck that motherfucker.
So those are your headlines.
Yes.
BB and Corey Lewandowski. Two spectacular assholes.
Oh, God. Corey Lewandowski is an absolute dickbag.
Oh, he's pond scum.
God damn.
And dumb. Dumb. Just right. not bright at all. And just one of these, I think I said poster child in the Twitter of of the this asshole-ish Trump cult.
She loves that.
She's figured it out. She needs to roll it with her nose and not try to bite it.
But Shelby, intern, there's food in that dish.
There's some treats. I mix some treats in the Kong toy, too.
She knows there's food there, and it's not in, you know, you don't have to get in that Kong toy.
What are you doing?
Oh, I know. You're right.
Get his feet, Shelby, when you're done with that Kong
toy. No, she knows that word. She knows that word.
And bored.
She knows that word.
Elsewhere in the news.
Yeah.
This one I saw. I've had this one for a couple of days, but this is shit that we've talked about before.
Yes.
I don't understand the legality and how this is even remotely possible in America. Right. This asset forfeiture bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
This is about here in Florida. So we talked about how, I forget which state it was the other day, passed a law saying no longer can the smell of weed alone be reason to search everybody in a car. And then there was a judge in New York who issued a ruling that's like, look, we got to do something because it's quite obvious that police are lying their fucking faces off.
Yes.
Very frequently when they decide they want to toss your car because you're, you know, probably black and shit.
Well,
and they just say, oh, I smell marijuana.
Case in point, Tymar Crawford here in Pensacola shot to death. The cops claim they smelled weed from his car as he drove by. They pursued
that
him.
That would not have flown. Yeah.
And shot him. Shot him to death in front of his fucking family.
He allegedly attacked the cop is the story, but
yeah.
For some reason, nobody's cameras were working.
Well, no one knows. There's no body cams. There's no coverage by the PNJ, owned by corporate bullshit media. And there's no coverage by WEAR in Pensacola. They're owned by Sinclair. Bootlickers.
I didn't know they were Sinclair.
Yes.
I was interviewed by those guys. Sinclair. Remember, during the flood?
WEAR Pensacola has that fucking terrorism alert desk bullshit. Oh, I've seen it.
Well,
this is garbage.
They must have heard you.
Yes.
Because 3 hours ago, WEAR posted Channel 3 News is waiting to hear back from Tymar Crawford's family attorney.
Waiting to hear back? They people have heard from their attorney. What does that mean?
Channel 3 News is waiting to hear back from the attorney.
Yes.
Crawford was killed in an officer-involved shooting with Pensacola police. Oh, it wasn't county. It was Pensacola police, huh?
Yeah.
The case is going to the grand jury here in Escambia County.
Oh, boy.
The state's attorney's office says the jury will determine if any criminal statutes were violated. They'll examine the policies and procedures of the Pensacola Police Department regarding the use of deadly force.
Yes.
As soon as we hear back from the Crawford family attorney, we'll let you know on air and online. So
okay.
It's going through the courts. They're waiting, yeah. I guess.
Right. Well, geez, I'm wrong, but there hasn't been a ton of shit on that.
It hasn't gone national. Maybe when and if it comes out that it was an unjust shooting, then it
happened a long time ago. And you know, a lot of marches, there's been a lot of activity here. And for what's going on, the local press coverage has been very small.
So we'll keep our eyes on that one.
Yes. But in Florida, you can't pull somebody out. You can't, like, I smell weed and search a car now, or?
No, you can still.
Oh, good.
But there's some states that are yeah. more woke, and a judge putting that in a ruling kind of makes waves everywhere. You know,
right.
It doesn't really set a precedent because she wasn't making an order. But she was like, you know, just so you guys know, we're all on to you and we need to do something about this.
Right.
That that they shouldn't be able to just say willy-nilly, I smell weed, and then toss your car and then not find anything. Be like, oh, well, I don't know. Maybe it wafted over. Sorry. Have a good day.
Oh, my God. They're pirates. These fucking cops are pirates.
Well, yeah, but here in Florida, this is some fascist bullshit going on here.
Right.
And this kind of shit's been going on with the with the drugs and the weed way before Trump. Curtis Simmons, gentleman, on June 17th was at the JetBlue kiosk area at Fort Lauderdale International Airport.
Okay.
Terminal 3.
Mm-hmm.
When he was approached by two unarmed plainclothes detectives. He's 32 years old from Elkridge, Maryland.
Yay.
He had just bought a ticket for a nonstop flight to L.A.
Right.
He said, I'd missed my flight the day before. I had to rebook with a different airline. As soon as I printed out my boarding pass, they surrounded me.
Oh, shit.
According to the complaint file, the Simmons was stopped by deputies with a narcotics and money laundering task force.
Oh, shit.
Through the Broward County Sheriff's Office. And okay. I'm just saying, if it's police versus sheriff, and you want to smell out who's more corrupt.
Well, the sheriff,
nine
right?
times out of 10, point over at the sheriff's.
You know, where I grew up in Lithium Springs, Georgia, in Douglas County, I think the sheriff was named Earl Lee, I think. I'm not sure. But, I mean, as cartoonish as that name sounds, Earl Lee owned a quote-unquote ranch near where I grew up. And it was called Almost a Farms. Like, it was Almost a Farm.
Ah. Right?
Hilarious. But you know who built that?
Slaves?
Prisoners. Oh. Yes.
Well, same thing.
Yes, absolutely. Sheriff.
Elected. So these cops stopped Mr. Simmons as he printed out his boarding pass. They started peppering him with questions.
Yes.
They asked him for permission to search his backpack and his carry-on suitcase. He was like, sure.
Yes.
It was then that police allegedly, quote, smelled a strong odor of cannabis emanating from him and the clothing inside his suitcase.
Oh, shit.
He admitted he had smoked weed at one point, but was not under the influence and that there were none. There's not he had none on him.
Right.
And though he didn't have a medical card, he used cannabis to treat work-related pain, he says.
Wait, I'm confused. There was no weed.
Cops did not turn up any weed, but they did find $6,000 in cash that he had with him.
Oh, well, I'll just take this.
And another $5,000 in a pair of jeans in his carry-on.
Oh, I'll take this as well.
A canine sniffed the money and alerted, according to these thieves, this gang of thieves.
These thugs are thugs in blue.
And the cops said they wrote that he was exhibiting signs of deception and untruthfulness.
Exhibiting signs of deception. I like that.
When police finished their impromptu interrogation, they told him the $11,000+ was being seized.
Oh, okay.
For civil forfeiture.
Oh, sure.
Because they believe it was involved in crime and illegal activity. Because the dog decided it smelled like weed, which, by the way, 99.9% of our money is tainted with cocaine.
Oh, geez. So, wow. And even if the dog indicated. The dog indicated.
Allegedly. Of course the dog. That's fucking all lied. Bullshit, too. Yeah, we know that's bullshit. But now with this investigation.
Right.
This is from Vice.
Yes.
They say people traveling to California who smell like weed and carrying large sums of cash appear to be regularly getting their money taken away at Fort Lauderdale Airport. These thieves,
oh my God,
scum of the earth,
wait.
are stealing from people at the airport. They know they can shake down people at the airport. That's their dark alley for these sheriffs, these evil fucks.
Right, because they're just waiting for people to get off the plane from California to come in or from anywhere.
Or the other way around, yeah.
And so you leave the airport in your car and they pull you over.
And then they say, we smell weed.
Yeah.
And then they search you. That gives them reason to allegedly search you. And then if they find cash, they're like, oh, thank you. This is ours.
What happens to that cash, though?
They get it. That's the part of the problem that the reason this is so evil is that this money goes back into the police or the sheriff's department.
Right. God. But what do you mean back into the sheriff's department?
It literally goes into their budget. Here's your money. So it turns these assholes into literal road pirates.
Good God.
We a while ago we did the story about the ones in Nevada that wait for people driving away from Vegas.
This is fucked.
And wait to pull you over and then find a big sum of cash on you. They don't care if it's your winnings. I think it smells like weed.
Yeah.
Therefore, it's ours. This was used in criminal activity, and it's really, really, really hard to get it back.
Oh,
you
got to
get a lawyer. You got to go through all that shit.
God damn.
No, you don't get interest.
Yes.
On the money while it's gone.
But hold on a second. I'm trying to understand this. So let's say you get $5,000 taken from you, seized from the cops.
Illegally.
Right.
Stolen. Don't call it seized. Call it stolen.
Stolen money. Right.
Yes.
To get it back, you actually have to spend money to get your money back. So what probably happens, you get a lawyer. The lawyer says, to get your $5,000 back, it's going to cost you around $5,000.
Yeah.
And so you probably make the decision to just fuck it.
Critics have long claimed police departments use civil forfeiture to pad their own budgets. And generally lends itself to abuse.
Oh, really?
Even the Supreme Court sought to rein it in a decision this year, limiting some of the powers for these assholes to seize property.
God damn.
It was a 9-0 decision in February of this year in this court.
Yeah.
9-0. I forget what they say it won't halt civil asset forfeitures.
Yes.
The thing is, they can now say at the end of it all that it was excessive. So they can say it's an easier way to get it back.
Right. But you still have to get a lawyer, right? Or no?
Probably.
Because that's the expense. Some lawyer is going to look at that and they're going to say, oh, this is weird or this is difficult or this is challenging. They're going to say, okay, $4,000 or, you know, $1,200 or something like that to start.
Civil forfeiture does not require a criminal conviction or even charges, but only proof, and let's put that in air quotes, that the property at issue was used in connection with a crime.
God damn.
Owners who wish to reclaim their property must demonstrate that it was not.
Holy fuck. How do you prove a negative?
Exactly.
Right?
How do I know this money has never been used in a crime? I don't.
Wait. Is that what's going on? You have to actually prove that it was not used as something.
Yes. Now, if you can prove that it was your winnings in Vegas, maybe.
I mean, God.
Who knows?
Shit. Oh, fuck.
There was a 72-year-old woman in South Carolina who they wanted to seize her home after drug dealers were selling drugs on her property. She wasn't selling the drugs.
They were just happening to be on her property.
They were selling on her property. And they wanted to take the house from her.
Take her house?
Yeah, 72-year-old woman.
Oh, my God. That is,
despite her trying to stop them from selling drugs in her yard.
You know, the problem is our society is just littered with these goddamn bootlickers that won't even consider that the cops are corrupt. They won't even consider that there's bullshit going on because we have all these tropes that they protect and serve us. They have the most dangerous job on the planet. You support your local cops? Yeah. Oh, fuck yes.
In 2014, a couple's home was seized. A couple's home was seized.
Right.
After their son was arrested on charges of making a $40 drug sale.
Oh, my God.
In their house.
Oh, my God.
Their son.
Oh, God, kid. Listen, why would you do that in your parents' house, you dickhead? But this is stupid. How is it?
So it's still going on.
How is that proportionate?
Now, states themselves are starting to pass laws, you know, mostly the adult liberal states.
Yes.
Are passing laws saying, well, we're going to get rid of this civil asset forfeiture.
Right.
But some of these places were, I thought I saw one where it was in like Philadelphia or something.
Yes.
That the entire force, like 20% at one point, 20% of their budget was they counted on from asset forfeiture.
20%?
Like they counted on that money.
Oh my God.
And that's what they do in a lot of places.
It's so stupid. It's so stupid. We don't exist to fund the cops so they can rob us. That's the biggest bunch of bullshit ever. Right? I mean...
Right?
I'm trying to see how I'm...
It baffles me that this is remotely legal. Remotely legal.
Well, I mean, you know, legal only matters to people that can afford lawyers.
There have to be charges.
Yeah.
There have to be charges.
Well,
you can't decide that somehow I think this money... Was involved in a crime, therefore it's ours.
Well, the reality is, though...
Actually, it is involved in a crime. They're stealing it.
The cops can do whatever the fuck they want. And the cops can do whatever the fuck they want until you pony up for a lawyer to speak for you, to stick up for you. But until that point, they can do... The law could be anything. It doesn't matter. Police do whatever the fuck they want to do. I mean, they're armed pirates. You know?
Literally.
I mean, and they know, and what sucks, they probably know. They probably size up a person and say, hey, if I take $2,000 from this person's bag in the back of their car, they will not come get it. Obviously, it looks like they don't have enough money for that. They're an easy mark. I mean, I bet you, if let's say you drive a Mercedes, or you compare that to somebody driving a Celica from 1991, who do you think gets pulled over more?
And the other problem is, so what if he was saying, yeah, I'm going to use this cash to buy weed in Los Angeles where I'm going?
Why would you even have to say that?
It's a crime in the state you're in,
yes.
But it's not a crime in the state you're going to.
Is it a crime? I just don't know. Is it a crime for me to have $5,000 on me?
No. But they'll take it from you.
Yeah.
And say it is. Or
right.
Say it was used in a crime. That's the whole point.
Yeah, it's weird when you get in conversations like this. A lot of times people will say things like, but actually that's not true. They have to do X, Y, and Z or they can't do it. But the reality is cops can do whatever the fuck they want.
Well, their problem with this and why the ACLU is getting involved here at Fort Lauderdale is you can't just snatch people out of the airport at random because they're flying somewhere. You can't just grab people. And decide they smell like weed.
Right. But we can't. They can. I mean, they're just doing
it. Well, they're assuming the fuck.
They're just doing it, man. I mean, it's insane. Think about that. That's a story we're reading. How often does that happen?
Oh, right. Yeah.
All the fucking time.
You know, like the backwoods of Alabama you're driving.
I mean, if you're telling me 20% of a police force budget is from asset forfeitures, seizures or whatever the fuck. That means it happens all the time. So the reality, holy fuck.
Kong toy down.
Hey, give me that Kong toy for a second. I'm going to see who made that. I'm calling them out.
Well, but they know.
Dude, these are supposed to be indestructible. Is Kong that a, toys made in China?
Is that a Kong or is it a Kong-esque?
I don't know. But this dog destroyed a Kong toy.
She is, I believe, of the heavy chewer designation.
I'm going to tell you something, and you might push back.
She ripped it a new hole, basically.
I think the shelter that you got this dog from, lovely people at that shelter.
Yes.
But they didn't know, they don't know what they had on their hands. I'm serious. This dog.
He's 20 pounds.
This dog's chewed through a Kong toy. I've never seen that.
20 plus
the point
pounds.
Of these is that they're indestructible.
No, they make special hard Kong toys for especially destructive dogs, which apparently Shelby is
a fucking hole in it.
Pretty destructive.
My point is, I think your dog is special.
Well, but it's good that I know now that the Kong toy works. I can get one of the really hard indestructible
hard
ones.
How much larger is she getting?
This should be it. She's 8 months. She may fill out a little bit.
This is a special dog. This dog has superpowers.
I don't think she has superpowers.
And also, while we're on the sidebar, I would like, again, I would like to apologize to certain listeners that might have been driving when I, decided that there's a different periodic table on Mars than what we have here. But I still, I studied musical theater in college. I was not a geologist or whatever. Whoever fucks with a chemist. Periodic table, motherfuckers. Explain to me how the same shit on Earth is on Mars. We don't know what's on Mars. All we know about Mars, we send these fucking remote control robots around to dig up shit. But what, you don't know what's on that fucking planet.
Right.
So how do we know the same elements exist on Mars that exist on Earth? I don't understand that. Am I wrong? Am I insane or something? Or,
well, I mean, it's not accurate.
Okay. So we just know what's on. We just assume we know what's on Mars and Jupiter and Neptune and Pluto. It's the same shit we have. I am getting growled at for this fucking Kong toy.
Thanks for listening, podcast listeners. Our live listeners have fled us.
Oh, okay. Why?
Apparently there's something going on. I think it's the internet in general, because nothing's working for me right now.
Yes.
At least here.
Right.
Is it working for you over there at Ryan Central? Anyway, we are recording. So,
well, it's nice, because at the beginning of the show, I was having a work meltdown, and I had upwards of 2 to 3 people bitching at me, and I was getting phone calls. Now I was like, oh, it must be resolved. But no, the internet is not working.
So we'll continue recording, everybody. We're an hour in here on the big show. We'll keep recording, though, for the podcast version.
Yay!
One other issue, though.
Yes?
I have to open my phone.
Okay.
And pull the stories mobile wise.
Mobile.
Because the internet is down, so I have to use the 4G.
Yeah. What the fuck is up with the internet? The internet, you know where the internet doesn't go down? Europe, right? They have lots
That's
of good
not accurate
tech over there. They have better internet than we do.
They have faster internet they got, over there, but it's not
they got
that
better Kong toys. Look at this Kong toy again.
I don't know about that.
Look at this fucking Kong toy. It's a Kong toy.
That was a good Kong toy.
And look at the size of that dog. This Kong toy should be well matched against that fucking dog. That dog is 20 pounds. This Kong toy, I mean, she ripped this Kong toy a total new hole. I would say, any science guys out there, this whatever is in this Kong toy may not be on our periodic table, motherfuckers.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Yes. And thanks for listening and buying shit from our Amazon portal.
Hole.
Over at crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Amazon hole.
Every time you go there and buy some shit, we get a little commissione.
We get paid, baby!
It doesn't cost you fuck all, so use that link, please.
Yeah, it's like that.
crabdiving.com/Amazon.
It's like that. You remember Goodfellas with Ray Liotta?
Sure.
Bunch of other dudes.
What do you think, I'm a clown? Am I funny to you?
I like when Ray Liotta is explaining how the mob works. Basically, it's fuck you, pay me. I couldn't collect this week, blah, blah, blah. Fuck you, pay me. Fuck you, pay me. That's how the cops work. Same as in Goodfellas. Right?
We've got, there's a lot of stories about Lewandowski's testimony.
Oh, really?
Well, there's a story that I did pull, that, one second here.
Yes. Looking for a different story.
Looking
of which
for my glasses. Listen, okay.
Listen, you, I saw you scoping out my feet. Okay.
Yeah. There's a light that's not on the modem. So,
shit, man,
the, internet be down. The headline says, this is over at Salon.
Oh, oui, oui. I love Salon.
Salon.com.
Yes.
Very liberal, very commie pinko.
Yes.
These Trumpanzees, the, maggots,
Ooh,
some people refer to them as, M-A-G-A-T-S.
Oh, right. I'm familiar with these.
I kind of like that one.
Fuck nuts.
The headline, is that, I mean, it's basically the story is that Trump supporters want chaos and destruction.
Yes.
And the prediction here from Chauncey DeVega at Salon is, when their bad drug high finally wears off, it won't be pretty.
But what drug are they on? MAGA?
Trump.
They're on
racism, hate.
Right, right. And that's supposed to wear
winning.
Off?
Well, when he's gone, when he loses eventually.
Yeah, yeah. And then he's gone because he's going to be gone, right? Because I'm not the only person out there saying I'm not sure that he's leaving. There's other people saying similar shit.
Trump is unapologetic and unabashed in his contempt for American democracy, the rule of law. Many, many, many mental health professionals have concluded he is unwell.
Shit.
He lacks impulse control and evidences sociopathic behavior. He acts like a self-styled mob boss, a corrupt bully who forces his subordinates to kick up to him.
Fuck you. Pay me. What? Hey, I have a question. Self-styled. What does that mean? A self-styled mob boss.
He thinks himself to be a mob boss. He has
designed... Oh my God! He thinks of himself that
he's
way.
He's designed himself to his persona. He's doing what he does to...
So it's not only us projecting that onto him. He's embracing it.
Yes.
He loves it. That is disturbing.
America's own spies don't trust him.
Yes.
To act responsibly with the country's secrets, right? Allegedly, there's shit that he doesn't know because they're worried that he's just going to blurt it out.
There must be days.
Or wait, they know he's going to blurt something
right,
out.
Right.
Because he's done it before. And but her emails. There were a couple emails that were later marked classified.
Yes. But not while she...
And she should be strung up. Trump has two Russians without anybody else in the Oval Office.
Oh, my God.
And is and blurts out a secret about the Israelis.
No, no, no. One was a photographer.
Well, yeah. I'm sure that person has an extensive photography background.
Oh, my God. We are getting fucked in plain sight. We're getting fucked in plain sight. Dear Nancy... Please, make speeches. Who can help us? Where is George Soros? George, why aren't you making the Avengers?
Trump is also, well, he's a cruel dick. I'm translating.
Okay.
A little bit.
They don't say that at Salon?
Well, this says, Trump is mercurial in his cruelty, waiting until people are in dire need to punish them. Waiting until they're in dire need to punish them, often based on sheer bigotry and racism. Most recently, he refused to let desperate people from the Bahamas enter the United States after their homes were destroyed by the hurricane.
Half of a country gets washed into the motherfucking ocean, and this guy says their paperwork better be solid or something like that.
God, this is like a this is like a hit list here. He tells his subordinates to break the laws. They execute his plans, promises to pardon them if they do so. He fires people on a whim in order to ensure their loyalty.
Oh, yes.
He ignores any restraints on his power as mandated by the Constitution.
Yes.
Progress is under assault in America, as Trump and his allies are overturning the human and civil rights of non-whites, women's, LGBT, the disabled, everyone else he and his movement deem to be less than.
God, and that is the cannon fodder. That is the fucking cannon fodder for us waiting till this fucking election. That's why our system sucks so much fucking cock.
Chaos is at the nucleus of the age of Trump, he says here.
Yes.
At Senlo. This chaos and disruption and destruction manifest in different ways. Trumpism is a form of backlash politics fueled by white rage at a perceived loss of privilege and power in a more diverse and cosmopolitan world.
God damn.
Trumpism is a temper tantrum along the global color line, fueled by anxieties about power and social dominance.
What are you eating? God, that's a lot to take in. I mean, it's bizarre, right? Because it's all in plain sight. What they're talking about is all in plain sight.
Yes.
It's even, and he tweets about it. So, well, what's their point, though? I mean, is that another piece of that fucking toy?
Part of the Kong toy she was just gnawing on.
Hey, get Crab Diving Council on the phone. I mean, goddamn, man. We were told this is indestructible toy.
No, we weren't.
Right, a Kong toy.
No, they make stronger ones for heavy chewers.
I think we need a stronger one.
I think, yeah. It's going to be like hardened steel.
This Kong toy is bullshit. This is a bullshit Kong toy. Damn, intern.
It worked great.
That, well, it worked great. It's look at the size of that hole, though.
I mean, I guess it's my fault for not paying attention, but kind of.
But
the whole
no,
point,
it's not, dude.
The whole point is that we shouldn't. Yeah, we don't want to have to pay attention.
Right, it's a Kong toy.
We want a distractor for
it's
a while.
A Kong toy. I'm just saying, the people of the Kong toy. I mean, you should see this dog that ripped this one a new hole. I mean, it's not a giant dog. Well, I mean, it's not a giant dog. It's a powerful dog, right?
Yeah, she's formidable.
Kong toy fail. Hashtag.
A little thing.
Right.
Yeah, 20-ish. 20, yeah. 22-ish pounds, maybe.
Listen, Kong toy, if you guys want to prove your value to the Crab Diving Podcast, send us another Kong toy. Send us a stronger
maybe
Kong
I should,
toy.
Maybe I should post on
Kong toy Facebook. Yeah,
oh,
absolutely.
We should put out a tweet that we're not coming back. I just, the internet just told me that there's an outage in the whole area.
Oh, God.
And estimated time to repair isn't until 9 p.m.
Yeah, shit.
Local time. So.
Right.
Thanks for downloading us as a podcast, everybody. The live listeners, we apologize that we lost you. Elsewhere. Oh, I was reading this Trump thing at Salon.com. It says backlash does not occur because conservative cadres and followers are anti-modern, irrational, and even unusually bigoted.
Oh shit.
They want to go back in time, basically, it says. In the 2016 article, Trump, Brexit, and the Rise of Populism, social scientists locate Trumpism as part of a global right-wing movement that is channeling what they describe as retro backlash.
Retro backlash.
A feeling, especially among the older generation, white men, and less educated sectors who sense decline and actively reject the rising tide of progressive values.
Oh, shit.
They resent the displacement of familiar traditional norms.
Yes.
What do you mean I can't smack my wife around?
Oh, yeah. I hate this PC culture. What's up with these identity politics?
This provides a pool of supporters to potentially vulnerable to populist appeals.
Damn. Creepy.
They say Trumpism is doing the work of how do you pronounce this one? Trumpism is doing the work of, and now my accelerationism.
Oh, shit.
Which they describe as an ideology.
Yes.
Holding that the destruction of the existing social order must be hastened. So it's this chaos.
Right.
They think in order to get back to where we were when America was great and all the white people were in charge, all the white men.
Yes.
We have to blow everything up.
That's I hear that here. You hear that from wacko Bernie bros. The system is so fucked up, we have to blow it up and start over again. Well, here, this is it. And you just know that blowing it up means, guess who suffers? Brown people, women, trans people, gay people, the white man is insulated. And and you know what? People hate to hear that. They do not like hearing it. People don't like to hear that a non-vote for Hillary helped put this fucking fascist dickbag in office. They don't like that.
They want the existing social order destroyed regardless of the human cost so that a new and better world can be created. So they don't give a shit that kids are rotting in gulags.
No, they don't give a fuck.
That families are being separated, that we're doing horrific international crimes against humanity, against people seeking refuge here.
They don't fucking care. I mean, which is astounding to me, because you know what they say? I had this conversation with somebody last week. It happened during Obama's administration. And I said, no, zero tolerance wasn't a thing during Obama's administration. Am I correct?
Right.
There was no zero tolerance.
I don't believe, well, they're trying to get rid of all that old neoliberal bullshit that the Clinton signed off on in the 90s.
Disgusting.
In The Guardian, Andy Beckett writes about these accelerationists, which are like Trumpists, but this is worldwide. You know, this is the whole Brexit thing. This is the whole shit that's going on in Poland and Hungary. These right wingers. And it's capitalism. And it's capitalism. People are feeling the shit drizzle of capitalism. And the right wing fascists are trying to convince them or using those arguments to convince them that it's, you know, brown people, that it's other people, anyone you can point to.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they try to solidify their own power. They often favor the deregulation of business.
Yes.
Drastically scaled back government. They believe that people should stop deluding themselves that economic and technological progress could be controlled.
But it's not like you're controlling it.
Right.
You're protecting society from it.
Yes. They often believe that social and political upheaval has a value in itself.
Well,
blow shit up. Is there a simplistic, stupid manner of thinking? But again, from privilege, usually from a place of privilege.
And they aren't getting that. See, that's the sick thing about this Trump administration. The fucked up thing is like, you know, I'm not going to get pulled over any more than I would. You know, I am not going to suffer under a Trump administration like a brown person is.
Right.
Like a gay person is. Like a trans person is. And it really frustrates me that people just don't see that. They don't want to believe that that's real. It's insane.
Trump supporters are attracted to chaos and want to inflict it upon others.
No, that's nice. What a nice trait. What a nice characteristic.
In their new, in a new award-winning research, they, trying to scroll through here on my phone. It's not as easy on the
this fucking internet we have.
The iPhone.
Man, fuck these motherfuckers. We have more problems with this fucking internet. Who is this? Are we Cox? Pensacola Cox or some shit
That's
like
our
that.
Internet.
Yeah. Hey, good job, guys. It's not working. But you know what works? The bill you send out every motherfucking month. Are we getting prorated for this fucking time that we're not, you know, able to use it?
In the research, they this is the story that we're talking about. This yes. Why Trump supporters are assholes, and we're going to have to watch him even after he's gone.
Oh
basically.
Yeah.
They talked to subjects, asked them if they agree with the following statements.
Yes.
I fantasize about a natural disaster wiping out most of humanity, such that only a small group of people can start all over.
White people. That's what they want.
I think society should be burned to the ground.
Oh, my God.
These are the questions they're asking, you know, these test subjects. How much you agree with that?
What they should have asked these test subjects is, are you okay with brown society being burnt to the ground?
The results don't bode well for liberal democracy, it says. Nearly one in four.
Yes.
24% think that society should be burned to the ground. While a remarkable 40% agree with the statement, we cannot fix the problems in our social institutions. We need to tear them down and start over.
We can't fix it.
Similarly, what?
That's what they think. It can't be fixed.
We can't fix the problems. So burn it down.
God.
Similarly, 40% agree with the statement, when it comes to our political and social institutions, I cannot help but thinking, just let them all burn.
Good God. But that's what Trump is doing, right? He's raping the government. He's privatizing everything.
The extreme discontent expressed in the need for chaos scale is a minority view, but it is a minority view with incredible amounts of support.
Oh, shit. Oh, great.
A substantial minority of individuals are so discontent that they are willing to mobilize against the current political order to see if what emerges from the resulting chaos has something better in stock for them.
But what about the casualties? They don't care.
Earlier it said they don't care, regardless of human cost.
And you know what? I got a friend who believes this. Ugh. And, you know, a friend with air quotes. I mean, I know the fucking guy, and he said, well, you just got to blow it up. And I said, you know what that means, though? You won't get blown up. He will not get blown up.
Right.
But his poor friends will. His brown friends will. His gay friends will.
Right. They are.
Why are we okay with that? That's fucking nuts. Hey, you know what? You know how you fix shit like this? Increase the minimum wage.
All of the above.
Why not?
Universal basic income.
Universal
health care.
It's all out there in the Democrats running, you know, in the election.
People with who measure high in the need for chaos scale,
yes,
are also more likely to circulate conspiracy theories online.
How nice. Great.
Yes, sir, Jesus, I will do it. I'm going to get these people.
And they want to sow confusion.
Oh yeah.
Right wing authoritarians, a group that strongly correlates with Trump supporters and Republicans.
Oh shit. Of course.
Are also this, you'll be shocked at this one.
Yes.
They're emotionally immature.
Oh wow.
Like, watch Corey Lewandowski's testimony today about an emotionally immature, privileged man baby.
I mean, they thoroughly explained to him. He knows that he can't hide behind executive privilege. That's the thing, though. That tactic is working. Is
well,
working.
For now. The results of that study about the emotional abilities and right-wing attitudes were, we did that story last week, that people who endorse authority and strong leaders don't mind inequality.
They don't mind it.
They show lower levels of emotional abilities.
They don't mind it.
When you include the findings of other research that shows that Trump supporters and other conservatives are likely to exhibit what psychologists call the dark triad of human behavior.
Oh, shit.
Machiavellianism, psychopathy, and narcissism.
Oh, that's nice. Jeez.
We must consider the possibility of significant political violence if and when Trump is removed from office. They're worried about.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, listen. Charlotte.
So Machiavellianism is ends justify the means, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Psychopathy, or, you know, being a psychopath, we know what that is.
You can compartmentalize this shit, right? You can justify it.
And narcissism.
Because you're the center of the fucking earth.
All this is Trump and his minions and those that like him. The 80s asshole. The bad guy from Wall Street, the movie, who now Gordon Gekko, the character.
Oh, yes.
Would be the good guy. They probably look back at that and they're like, poor Gordon Gekko is just misunderstood. Greed is good.
Yeah, but you know what's weird is like these Charlottesville people, they were like, Jews will not replace us, right? That was their thing.
They started out with you.
It morphed into Jews. That's nice. But who's replacing the white guy? Who's replacing the rich white guy in America at this point? No one.
Well, these aren't the rich white guys that are
Or the white guy. Yeah. It's like it's a protected class.
The middle class and poor white guys are being convinced by the really rich white guys that it's the brown guys, so that the really rich white guys can actually do all the real stealing.
Yeah, yeah.
And stockpiling and hoarding of imaginary wealth.
God, it's so embarrassing.
Electronic zeros.
Yeah, it's nothing.
So much of this.
It's so embarrassing to me. I just want to be like, hi, planet, we're sorry. This is what happens when we get two terms of a black president. These little babies in America lose their shit. These little racist white supremacist nutbags lose their shit. When Obama makes some good jokes at the expense of Donald Trump at a press correspondence dinner, little man baby loses his brain and has to take over the fucking world.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for downloading
so
us.
Much.
Nobody's listening right now because we're not going out live.
God damn it, internet.
Bloody inconvenient for work, for work later. Hopefully it'll be.
Oh, God.
When I have to do my evening work shift.
Yes.
So that's kind of the thing. We gotta watch out what's gonna happen.
Yes.
When these when Trump gets the boot.
Yeah. It's gonna be fucked up.
Trump's movement is a type of political body. The brain consists of ideologues, whether they work in the White House, like Stephen Miller.
Yes.
With the right-wing think tanks, interest groups, the Republican Party, Fox News, etc. These people see Trumpism as their best chance to destroy America's multiracial democracy. Think about it. Everywhere, they're trying to destroy, that's the perfect term, the multiracial democracy. They think white people should be able to vote, but they don't think that any brown people should be able to vote.
Right, right. Hey, and then, what do we do about it? The racists, that they have to be driven back into the woods?
Profiting from environmental disasters, gutting the social safety net, destroying the commons, slash taxes on the wealthy and large corporations. And in some cases, they want to install a Christian nationalist regime.
Well, we have that. Mike Pence is our vice fucking president.
This is from Salon. The muscles, bones, guts, and sinew of Trump's political body are his coalition of white right-wing evangelicals. White suburbanites who do not care about democracy or the country's overall health as long as their 401k accounts continue to grow.
Yeah.
And bigoted, rage-filled members of the infamous, quote, white working class.
God damn. But the majority of America They don't support that, right?
Right.
The majority
That's what
of
they said. It's you know, 23-24% are this horrific amount, which is a terrifying number.
I would like to go back in time and ask our fucking slave-owning founding fathers as they were devising this fucking system, why would you not account for this, you fucking assholes?
Last week, the Wall Street Journal presented an intimate profile of the beating heart of Trump's political body.
Yes.
These are his super fans, people who have attended dozens of Trump's political rallies. Oh, we talked about this offline yesterday.
Crab diving offline conversation.
I think it was offline. About these people who literally travel from... It's like following the dead. Like deadheads. These are literal deadheads.
These are not deadheads, you know.
I mean dead in the head.
Right.
Dead in the heads.
Right.
Trump is their drug, and like other drugs, he fills an emotional, spiritual, and intellectual void.
Yes.
For his supporters.
Right.
This is creepy.
It really is.
All of them describe in different ways a euphoric flow of emotions between themselves and the president, a sort of adrenaline-fueled psychic cleansing that follows 90 minutes of chanting and cheering with 15,000 other like-minded Trump junkies.
Oh, shit. God, it's so disgusting. They would follow this.
We played that Lou Dobbs clip yesterday at the end of the show. Go to crabdiving.com or go to iTunes or Stitcher. Hey, leave us a thumbs up and good reviews or bad reviews if they're funny.
Right.
All those platforms. It really does help us out. Help spread the crabs,
Yay.
Y'all.
I mean, you know, you're following the dead. You love the music, you know?
Well, they love the Trump music.
That's their entertainment, though? What's the entertainment value at a Trump rally?
April Owens, a 49-year-old financial manager in Kingsport, Tennessee, has been to 11 rallies. She said, once you start going, it's kind of like an addiction, honestly. I love the energy. I wouldn't stand in line for 26 hours to see any rock band. He's the only person I would do this for, and I'll be here as many times as I can.
Why is she standing in line 26 hours?
Because Trump moistens her.
But for what, though? I thought people weren't attending these.
They are.
But why would you be in a 26-hour line?
Because you don't have to be. And
oh,
you don't
she's
even
just
have
hanging
to be.
Out. She's tailgating.
Well, these lines do form. But they don't have to because they're seldom sold out unless they're in smaller venues.
Okay, so I understand. Trump makes people think they're going to sell out these hate rallies.
Yeah.
And the people that believe him show up early based on what he said.
I guess they want to get good seats. They want to get close to their
Führer. Dickheads. You're standing in line a whole day for something you don't need. You could get there 10 minutes before it starts. Right? I mean, how sad!
Oh, God. A 57-year-old Air Force veteran whose disability check is reduced by $5 every month by an automatic donation to the Trump campaign.
Holy
said,
shit.
We're not rich by any means, but I'll tell you what. When we're rich in our hearts with our country and our president, we're richer than anybody.
God, you bootlicker. Ooh. God, you fucking bootlicker. All
Trump,
you guys.
This is Salon. Trump delivers human cocaine for his followers. He is both a cult leader and a political drug dealer. Inevitably, Trump's voters will come crashing down from their political cocaine high. Unfortunately, they will not suffer alone in well-deserved and hard-earned misery. Instead, we can expect that they will lash out against the rest of the American people and the world in a fit of destruction and chaos. This is not a very hope-filled story.
But there's more of us. There is more of us.
Well, yes, but it doesn't mean they're not going to maybe get all violently. Some of these militia dicks might come waddling out of the woods finally and try to take some shit over or something. Yeah. We don't know what's going to happen.
Fuck
but
these motherfuckers.
I mean, I'm not concerned that they're going to win, but they're some shit's
they'll do some
shit may hit the fan.
Well, I mean, and they do that. This domestic terrorism is mainly by white people, right? I mean, it's white Americans. It's white lunatics that invoke Trump's name that send out these fucking bombs and shoot up schools.
Yes.
You know.
So that's what we've got going there.
Yes.
Tell me about your comedy that's coming up.
Yeah.
I have to get old technology. I have to write down what I'm talking about so I know that we
remember it. The show. Oh, my God. That's a good idea. Hey, by the way, if you want to go see my...
Sorry. Go ahead.
If you want to see my comedy, go to my Instagram, Rated R Comedy. I have all my shows listed there. On Halloween, I'm doing a roast battle I'm working on. It's going to be fucking bananas. That's going to be fun. I have a show tonight. And if anybody's listening in Pensacola, come to my show tonight. This is the Back Porch Bar and Grill. It's 9:30. Come to the show on Friday. It's 9:30, the Back Porch Bar and Grill. I'm doing something in Miramar, Florida on Wednesday. Village Door Music Hall.
I decided to open a spreadsheet.
Oh, okay.
Which doesn't need to be connected.
Right, right.
To the internet.
Oh, that's
but
nice.
I have to type it in because I'm using my phone for the stories.
Yay.
Probably use my tablet, but I don't think it's charged.
Right.
We've got.
I mean, the history on your phone would tell you as well. You know, you could see what you looked at.
Oh, in Safari?
Yes.
I never thought to look at that.
Well, yep.
Well, there you go.
Yep.
The man who sold America is that article I was telling you about. Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell's mountain of political sins cataloged in a devastating new profile.
Right. God. Hey, how do you get rid of Mitch McConnell? He's harder than the president, right? You vote him out in Kentucky?
Well, I really need to memorize her name, but the veteran, Iraq or Afghanistan vet who is running against Moscow Mitch.
Yay.
And you could tell that Moscow Mitch moniker works.
Right.
Because it upsets him.
He doesn't like it.
Because you can't tell me he has feelings that were hurt by that. You can't even remotely tell me. That it wounded his poor little fifis.
Oh, no, yes.
He realizes that that's a bad one.
Oh, yes.
And that the billboards that are going up to say Moscow Mitch, and when you've got a lot of the camp, the Democrats running for president calling him Moscow Mitch. Did Pelosi call him Moscow Mitch once? I think in when she was in a press conference or something. So,
I mean, this is case in point.
I think she did.
Why, us liberals, sometimes people feel like you need to reach across or you need to go to the middle to strike a compromise with the other side. You don't. There's more of us. Fuck them. We need to get our people out to vote. Fuck the other side. We don't need to compromise ever with the fucking Republicans. They're batshit crazy.
Well, we do right now while they're still in charge in a lot of places. That's why they need to be voted away.
But how do you compromise with them, though? I mean, they're owned by Russia.
Well, that's why you need to vote them away. McConnell was a 22-year-old intern for Senator John Sherman Cooper.
Right.
Of Kentucky. Can you imagine what John Sherman Cooper of Kentucky was like?
Well, wait. Absolutely, I can. He was a racist. He's probably big, fat,
like the Republicans now. Yeah,
racist, dirtbag, evangelical, Jesus sucking.
Not a lot of different from today's Republicans.
Pretending to suck the Jesus dick, but not really. Oh, yeah. Sure. Yes.
He's been unpopular in his home state for years. But this summer, his approval rating plunged 18% after Joe Scarborough tarred and feathered him with the nickname Moscow Mitch.
Wow. Damn. Continue to atone, Joe. Not enough. Not enough, motherfucker.
So there's a long profile at Rolling Stone.
Yes.
It says, for so many years, McConnell has seemed maddeningly invincible.
Yeah.
Reloading.
Yes. Oh, shit.
This webpage was reloaded because a problem occurred. Very nice.
God damn, this fucking internet in America.
This is
bullshit.
This is mobile.
Yeah.
Cocaine Moscow Mitch McConnell says now, just a few years after achieving his lifelong goal of becoming Senate Majority Leader, it appears that every political sin he has committed on his relentless march to power is coming to haunt him at once. He welcomes infamy, and now it has arrived on its own terms.
Yes.
Bringing with it a previously unthinkable possibility. Could the 40 years worth of devil's bargains finally be catching up with Mitch McConnell?
Oh, fuck.
His political sins date back to his swiftly broken campaign promises to back abortion and collective bargaining rights in a 1977 race for Jefferson County executive.
Wait a second. Mitch McConnell ran for something in the year 1977?
Yes.
Dude, we need term limits. I mean, really.
So he lied. He made campaign promises that he would back abortion and collective bargaining rights.
Yeah.
And then he turned around and went against abortion and collective bargaining rights. So he just lied to people.
Yeah, he bullshitted you.
Up to the shady deal earlier this year to lift sanctions on the Russian oligarch whose company, Rusal, then announced a $200 million investment in Kentucky.
Good God. So Mitch gets his infrastructure rebuilt, right?
And I'm sure there's some financial beak wetting.
He himself. Are you suggesting
people close to him?
He makes a little on the side?
Or those close to him.
Because if he's been in politics since 1977, is he rich? I mean, surely he's rich, right?
I think he's doing okay. Well, his wife now. I mean, they have.
Right. Elaine Chao.
Yeah, yeah. Wasn't he given like $20 million as a wedding gift from their father, her father,
good
or something
God.
We saw? Or some millions of dollars given to them from her father.
You know, if you vote Republican out there, you really, how do you look at yourself in the fucking mirror?
But people apparently some people in Kentucky are starting to wise up because they don't see how all this power that he's got is helping them one fuck iota in Kentucky.
It ain't doing shit.
A 47-year-old said, when I was first able to vote in 1996, I voted for Mitch. He was already getting powerful in Washington, and I bought into the idea that he'd do a lot of good for us. But eventually it dawned on me, like a lot of people, this guy really doesn't give a crap about us. He's all about stockpiling his own squirrel nut factory for his winter. Public records are public records, and you can see how his trajectory has gone toward wealth. Back home, I'm still making the same amount of money I was making. I think he's got a real good chance of being booted this time. How great would that be if McConnell is finally excised from the Senate?
Listen to this guy's come to Jesus moment. You're finally figuring it out. Mitch McConnell's just a fucking asshole. But he's not in it for you. Are we supposed to applaud these people for finally waking up to the reality that he's full of shit, Mitch McConnell? I mean, really? Oh, my God. Congratulations.
Benny J. Smith, a civil rights activist and jazz musician, who is one of the Democrats running, I guess, in a primary trying to get McConnell, says they were at that fancy farm picnic.
Yes.
You know, that's a big picnic where it's like a redneck version of the correspondence dinner. They get together and they get up there and they roast each other and they try to be funny and stuff.
Is it for Republicans or?
Kind of fancy farm. I mean, it's in Kentucky, so yeah, you know, mostly sure.
Right.
But this guy went and he said, I'd say the crowd here is pretty evenly divided the way Kentucky is.
Yes.
Regarding McConnell. Some don't like him and some hate him.
But then some vote for him.
Some vote for him just because he's got that R there. But some of them are starting
to
not even want to do that now.
Yeah. Wow.
His approval rating plummeting from that Moscow Mitch thing, which. God, kudos to Morning Joe for that little bit of poo slinging sticking.
Yes.
It may be may help bring him down.
Right.
Moscow Mitch is catchy.
Damn. Yeah, Joe, that's a good one. Joe Scarborough did that, right?
And his only squeal about it is, you know, I'm a longtime Cold Warrior. And he's got all these anti-Soviet votes. Well, sure.
Yes. But they weren't. You weren't in bed with them back then.
And that
then.
Was 50 years ago, right? And it's no longer the Soviet Union, and there's no longer Cold War. And even on the outside chance, you're not somehow licking the anuses of some Russians.
Anus?
You are in the same, you have the like interests.
Yeah.
You want chaos in this country. You don't want democracy in this country.
He doesn't think women should be in charge of their vaginas.
Right.
I mean, the list goes on and on of the shitty things he's about. And, you know, I'm glad maybe people in Kentucky are finally waking up to how shitty he is. But good God. Oh, my God. I mean, wow. Jeez. Congratulations.
Bat shittery.
Right. Totally.
I'm very sad. You're going to be disappointed. There's a Jim Baker clip for today, but.
We can't play it.
We can't play it because
Cox Cable.
The
God damn internet
be down right now.
We don't have a choice with the internet. Really, it's just Cox Cable.
For the speed that the upload speed that we need to do this art, a little bit of art.
Yeah, we're fucked.
We need Cox Cable. We could get like Dish Network or something, but that's worse. You want outages?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Cox.
Wait till it's cloudy.
You know, the great thing about you guys is we don't have a choice. So we could bitch and moan and complain and call all we want. It doesn't matter. You will have our business. You're the only game in town.
They do
baby.
Have really good customer service, though. Every time I've called and either like changed our plan or added something or something wasn't working, I swear I've had really good experiences.
Right. Well, that's good.
I'm just saying.
But the signal, I mean.
Every once in a while, you know. It drops out.
Right, right. Yeah. I guess it's, I mean, it just feels like a lot, but I guess it's not. I mean, how big is this outage?
I don't know. It was in big red letters when I opened their app. God. It said, we know there's an outage in your area, which is good. That I like because then
you don't
not know. Like we don't,
right.
We don't know if it's, some squirrel gnawing on our wire outside or if it's area wide.
Well, that is nice. That is nice of them because they don't even really have to do that because again, we're not going anywhere. So,
right.
It's nice that they even choose to do that. Thank you, God.
Also in the news.
Yay.
We got a new poll.
Poll.
Out this is from the NBC News site.
Right.
A new NBC Washington WSG, Wall Street Journal, WSJ poll.
Ooh.
The Wall Street Journal.
Right.
It says, the headline says, Warren surges.
Damn.
Former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Elizabeth Warren. Continue to top the Democratic 2020 presidential field after last week's debate.
Top.
Most people said there was no winner.
Right.
Of that debate. And I would kind of concur having watched it.
Well, maybe the Democrats are like, let's not go after each other.
Right. I think there were definite losers.
Yeah.
But I don't think there was a knockdown winner.
I mean, I'm biding the time until Elizabeth Warren is the nominee. She's going to be the nominee, right? This Joe Biden sucks. Not a very good candidate.
The survey also shows that Warren has the biggest advantage in enthusiasm and that she gets the most second choice support. That's important, too.
Oh, I see. So if you're a diehard Kamala, Your second choosing
right.
Warren, right?
And then when and if Kamala drops off, Kamala, you then would go to Warren. So she probably will surge as some of these other candidates go bye-bye.
Right.
Inslee.
Is he still running?
I think Inslee may still be running.
Oh, God.
Hickenlooper. No, he's out.
Right.
Marianne Williamson is still in there.
Okay.
Tim Ryan... I think is still running. He's at 0%.
Wow. Wow, zero. So
I think Julian Castro shanked himself in that. He's one of the losers, I think, from that last debate.
He went after Biden, right?
Which is fine, but when he went after him for the memory thing, and then it turns out that Biden was right.
Oh, shit.
In the whole exchange, it really made him look like a dick, which was weird. I thought it was very odd. Julian Castro had always seemed to be like really cool and funny and nice and intelligent. And,
it's a mistake, you know,
there was nothing wrong with him. And for him, the way he went after Biden, it even felt icky as he was doing it. It was like, wait, this isn't the way you usually are. Yeah.
He fucked up. He let himself go for the shiny thing.
Yeah.
He was like, ooh, I get, you know, and he lost sight of all the other shit.
Getting old, Joe, you know, is basically what he was saying. Did you forget what you just said? You just said that. Did you forget it? Are you forgetting what you're saying?
Oh my God.
And the audience is like, ooh. He's at 1% now. He was up at like 2 or 3. I think
now he's at 1.
And, Kamala is dropping. Right. Also, in July in the same poll, she was at 13%. Now she's down to 5.
Yeah.
Biden, 31%.
Yes.
Warren, 25%. Bernie, 14%. Pete Buttigieg, exactly the same as he was in July, 7%.
Oh, shit.
Kamala dropped 8 points. Not good. Good news for Andrew Yang.
Yes.
He doubled his. Now he's 4%.
Right. And this is a poll.
He was at 2. Amy Klobuchar also doubled hers, though, from 1 to 2%.
Damn.
Cory Booker, 2%. Beto lost 1% and is now at 1%.
Jeez.
Tulsi is at 1%.
Is she? Or do the still Russians around. Have her at 1%?
John Delaney still at 1%.
Okay.
Michael Bennett still at 1%. De Blasio at 1%.
Right. Are you sure they haven't dropped out?
And there you go. No. But, entrepreneur Andrew Yang gets support from 4%. Marianne Williamson, 0%.
I hope after this election is done, and surely Trump will lose, and we hear a concession speech, and he concedes, and he leaves.
Oh, he won't concede. He'll...
Like the boogeyman.
It'll be great, whatever that speech is. It's going to be fucking awesome.
Right.
His I'm leaving speech. It's unfair. Even though I don't recognize the results of the race, I'm going to be fighting. Go to TrumpTV.com. We're starting that.
And then, do you think he makes a secret deal with somebody? Do you think he says, listen, if I lose this election, I will concede only if you promise to not prosecute me. I will sow chaos.
No.
With my crazy lunatic base.
No, he won't do that. He wouldn't take that deal.
He wouldn't. He wouldn't make that deal. No. He wouldn't threaten our country with MAGA fuckers.
He's doing that anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's going to do it anyway.
Right.
Because he'll probably lose.
I mean, we've heard him say
it's not looking good for him. There was another pollster I saw today that was saying not only is it looking bad for Trump, but it's looking worse for Republicans than it did in the midterms.
God, think about how crazy it's got to get for it to look bad for Trump and worse for Republicans.
Because Democrats are fired the fuck up.
Yeah. Good.
With this. So,
because we have to win.
Turnout's going to be nuts.
And it has to be overwhelming. It's not enough that you win. It has to be overwhelming. That's the world we live in.
And, you know, like Rick Wilson was talking about, he's the Republican campaign dude, said that election, that special election in North Carolina, we shouldn't despair about the fact that the Democrat lost by 1 percentage point there, because the amount of money the Republicans spent to win back what should have been a plus 12. It was a Trump plus 12.
It should have been easy.
It should have been a cakewalk.
Yeah.
And no money would have been thrown into that race in the past because
why would you?
It's going to vote Republican. Why waste money? Like here.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Matt Gaetz is just going to win because he's got an R next to him.
Yeah, yeah. Assholes.
But like Rick Wilson said, that might work in some blood red, partial, 80% rural district in North Carolina, but that ain't going to scale. And they just don't have the money, the capability to try to spend that level of money in every state, everywhere to try to reelect Trump. And they don't, the more the economy starts to tank too, then they're fucked.
Yeah.
They're just fucked.
Right.
So we'll see. Hopefully. I really want to see, I would love to see Mitch McConnell just go fucking down. That would be spectacular.
Right.
Lindsay.
I mean, the Democrats really need to win that Senate, man. What the fuck?
Yeah, that would be spectacular.
Because that's the only way to protect us from shitbags like Donald Trump. I mean, what a fucked up system. What a fucked up system. The House can't do anything if the Senate is owned by the opposition party. That's what I'm learning.
Or vice versa.
Yeah.
The Democrats, Harry Reid and the Democrats were pretty obstructionist too during the Bush administration.
This is not comparable though. I mean,
well, no, I mean, because they were trying to stop horrific things from happening. Horrific, just regular Republican horrific things.
Yeah.
Then Trump comes in and amps it up 1,000%.
I mean, it's
all
like
the horrific stuff.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's out there. It's in the open. We all know what the man is doing. There's no secrets. We know he's corrupt. We know he colluded with Russia. We have a Mueller report that nobody gave a fuck about. Man, it's crazy. And we shouldn't watch his Dancing with the Stars either. If they are gonna employ and give a fucking paycheck to that fascist Sean Spicer, do not watch that network. Corey Lewandowski is the guy that manhandled a journalist during the election, right? Our House is sort of trying to stand up to this Trump, but, I don't know. It's just, it's all theater or something or whatever.
So we had a hate rally last night in New Mexico.
Oh, shit. And I guess it was, Did people stand in line 30 hours to see this motherfucker?
He tweeted video of the crowd. Beautiful evening in New Mexico with great American patriots. Then a long tweet. We're all united by the same love of country, the same devotion to family, and the same profound... He did not write this. The same profound faith that America is blessed by the eternal grace of, all caps, Almighty God.
Oh, my God.
Bound by these convictions, we will campaign for every vote, and we will win the great state of New Mexico in 2020.
Oh, yes.
Then he tweeted, if you want to stop the drug smugglers, human traffickers, and vicious MS-13 gang members from threatening our communities and poisoning our youth.
Oh, shit.
My fucking microphone hasn't been on, so we missed a little bit of what I've been saying. If you want to stop the drug smugglers, human traffickers, and vicious MS-13 gang members from threatening our communities, poisoning our youth, you have only one choice. You must elect more Republicans.
This is fascism, dude. Tweet. We are being taken over by a fascist dickbag. Fuck.
I'm going to read the one I just read and wasn't out loud. We are all united by the same love of country, same devotion to family, same profound faith that America is blessed by the eternal grace of Almighty God.
No shit.
He did not write that.
No. He didn't believe in God.
7 hours ago, the New York Times is at its lowest point in its long and storied history. Not only is it losing a lot of money, but it is a journalistic disaster being laughed at even in the most liberal of enclaves. Not true.
Oh, shit.
It has become a very sad joke all over the world. Witch hunt hurt them. That story, parentheses, Kavanaugh, is nowhere near the standard that should be met in publishing a story, said Britt Hume at Fox News.
Oh, okay. I mean, if there was, the thing about Kavanaugh is, if there was nothing to hide, then why are they hiding so much shit? Why did the FBI only interview so many people? You know, why was the scope of his hearing, why was that restricted? Do you know what I mean?
Right.
There's nothing to hide.
Why? Then. Yeah.
Sorry. I mean,
and Trump says it, you know, it hampers his ability to be president when he's, that's why he's squealing that, you know, he should get more time because, the Democrats and the evil Mueller monster stole his time.
That's his narrative. That's the man's fucking narrative.
Yeah. It doesn't work that way. Yeah, so that's going to be part of his tactics. He's going to squeal that there's fraud and, you know, I mean, the whole nine yards. And I really think we need to keep our eyes out for Uncle Nipples getting caught fucking with an election. And then Trump will wag his finger at him, but he'll say, obviously, the election has to be thrown out, the results, because
absolutely,
we don't know where these Russians were interfering. And Uncle Nipples will probably interfere on behalf of the Democrat.
Yeah. So will our party, will the Democrats have the political wherewithal to stand up to him? Or will they pull a motherfucking Al Gore? Will they pull a motherfucking Al Gore and say, for the good of the country, we have to, you know, put this shit behind us? And I'm nervous. I know that the Republicans cheat and steal. We do not know that the Democrats will stand up to that adequately. We don't know that.
We hope.
We got hope. We got hope coming out of our fucking assholes. These Democrats, you better fucking screw your courage to the goddamn sticking post, motherfuckers.
We'll see what happens with these impeachment quote hearings.
Right.
The pre-impeachment.
Pre-impeachment.
Well, that's what part of this was today. And I saw another article right shortly after Lewandowski's testimony today, where one of the prosecutors or former U.S. attorneys or something, one of these pundits, said that actually it might help. Corey Lewandowski's bullshit today may help the Democrats ultimately pin impeachment on Trump for like Nixonian.
Because because Corey Lewandowski admitted that
Trump ordered him to shut up.
Right.
And Trump doesn't necessarily have the authority to order a civilian to shut up.
So is that obstruction or is that abuse of power or whatever?
All of the above, yeah. And that, you know, even though the Democrats, you know, Lewandowski thinks he owned the libs today. It might be just the opposite. They knew what they were going to get. They had him in. And you could tell Nadler had shit written. They all had shit written.
Yes.
Questions. And they knew that he was going to be obstructive. And that he may have helped tie some more of the noose for Trump ultimately by his obsequious toadyism.
Yeah.
And lies.
Right.
And all that shit.
Well, that's good. Maybe he, you know, maybe he fucked up.
So this whole shit show is, you know, they are succeeding in delaying everything.
The Republicans.
Yes.
And Trump. Absolutely.
That we know.
Absolutely.
We got to go.
Yay.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. We apologize to the live listeners that weren't on.
Right.
Join us tomorrow. Hopefully the stream will be back on live, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Then we're always available on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, your favorite podcasting aplicaciones, and at crabdiving.com.
Yay!
Ryan's doing stand-up comedy. Find out where, when. Go to his Twitter feed, Rated R Comedy. His Instagram, Rated R Comedy. Go to his Facebook page, Rated R Comedy. Or go to his website for his schedule at RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, everybody. Day, evening, night, whatever the fuck you're having. Have a great one. We'll do this again on Wednesday.
Yes.
Because I'm not salmon shit. I'm a salmon.
I'm on the path of my ancestors. A path beyond the stars. A path to Valhalla.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.